John chapter 15. Thanksgiving and Christmas is my favorite time of year. Some people ask me, why is that? And I told y'all a little bit why I like Christmas, but what is it that you like about Thanksgiving so much? I like people getting together, I like spending around, but I'm from a big family. And anytime a big family gets together, it's always, for some reason, there's always food really close by for some reason. And when we get together and we eat, if we're going to eat, we're going to eat right. I'm not talking about just a little small plate here. God blessed us, and so He lets us bring on this big, massive meal. And but my favorite part of the meals is the desserts. I love the desserts. And my favorite dessert is anything that has apple in it. I don't care if it's baked. I don't care. I just like apples. I don't care if it's apple pie, apple cobbler, apple whatever apple. I just love apples, especially when you put it in a dessert. And tonight, I want to talk about an apple. And I'm going to see, with the Lord's help, if I can preach this little message titled, How Much Do You Depend on God? It's not a very deep message, but I think it can be a very beneficial message if we'll let it speak to our hearts. John chapter 15, verse 1 through 8. Verse 1 says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. I'm going to say that again. For without me, ye can do nothing. And that is the Lord Jesus speaking. It's not Zach speaking. I'm just reiterating what the Lord said. Without me, ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. The last verse here, verse 8 says, Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so ye be my disciples. Father, I pray over the next few minutes that you would help me, God. Father, hide me behind the cross. And if there's any sin in my heart, dear Lord, purgeth me from it, dear Lord. Father, just help me preach what thus saith the Lord. Father, anything that I would have to say doesn't matter. But it's everything that you have to say. Father, clear my mind, clear my thoughts, dear Lord. And I just ask, dear Lord, that you would help us focus on you for a little bit. And this lousy message titled, How Much Do We Depend on God? And over the next few minutes, help us wonder, examine our own hearts and lives, at how much do we really rely on you? And how much do we admit that we rely on you? Father, help us, God, to see ourselves for who we truly are. Father, and see you for who you truly are. And Father, speak to us now, dear Lord, and help us in everything we ask in your name. Amen. I love apples, as I said. To me, there's no greater fruit than an apple. And some, I've been asked before, well, what kind of fruit was it that you think Adam and Eve what kind of fruit was it that they partook in the garden? I don't know, but it couldn't have been an apple, because apples has got to be heaven sent. Now, if you out there and you don't like apples, you don't care nothing about apples, I'll pray for you. You just let me know, I'll get you on my prayer list, because you don't know what you're missing. But I love apples. But tonight, I want to focus on us in comparison to an apple or an apple tree, and how a pruner would prune an apple tree, and how our Father prunes His sons and daughters. I'm no gardener. I love apple, but if I had an apple tree, it would be dead. It would look just like that oak tree out there tonight. I mean, it would be dead. I would have no fruit. I am not good when it comes to gardening or keeping anything alive. I'm doing good just to keep myself alive. That's why God sent me the woman that I have, because Lord knows I couldn't do it. So she's got to make sure that all my needs are met and keeps me alive. But in verse 2, we see it says, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, He taketh away. Every branch that beareth not fruit, what does He do? He taketh it away. Keep that in mind. And every branch that beareth fruit, what does He do? He purgeth it. Why? That it may bring forth more fruit. So, looking at our lives, we've got to understand, and we're accustomed to seeing hard times come in our lives. I'm sure y'all been through and seen a lot more than this old boy have. You know, if we're not in a battle, we're not in a trial, we just know there's one right on the other side of the doors. If we're not in the midst of one, we know there's one on the way. But we've got to understand, when we're in the midst of our trial or hard time or difficulty, God has not left us. And even when things are happening in our lives and we don't understand why, we have to understand that just as the gardener would prune this tree, God prunes the branches in our lives. God prunes the branches in our lives. What are you talking about? Just hang in and maybe you understand. But when it comes to an apple tree, the way I understand it, an apple tree is pruned in a 3-step process. Step number one, you must have the central leader system. That is what I would refer to as the trunk or the main part of the apple tree. It's the branches cannot be cluttered together because they need room for growth. You know, if they're all on top of each other, they're not going to grow. So they must be pruned. Apples grow on spurs, but you must not clip away the fruiting spurs, because if you clip away the ungrown apples away from the tree, they're going to die and they're not going to make it. Three, another reason you prune that apple tree is you've got to let the light in. You need to clip away any branches that are providing shade on the fruit spurs so the spurs can absorb as much light as possible. Why in the world are you telling me this? God's got to do the same things in our lives as the pruner would do to this tree. Is it easy? No. Is it hard? Yes. Do you always know why your life as in the moment seems like it's falling apart? No. But you must understand, God has to prune the branches in our lives. We cannot take charge of our lives and decide we don't need God, because He is the only one that knows where you and I need clipping and trimming in order for us to grow to our fullest potential. He's the only one that knows. So you have these people that get upset when things happen in their lives. But we must understand, our Father knows the best for us. You may have been through a difficult time in your life and wonder why God would allow it. We're all human. God, why is it that I have to face that in my life? Y'all have heard me say, I won't go in detail. 2016 was the toughest year of my life. Things happened that year I don't understand. I didn't understand. I don't understand. And there's still some pain from that year that resides today. Some sadness, some heartbreaking. But even in that pain, looking back now, I can see how God was working through those valleys. You know, it's been said you can't live every day on the mountaintop. And I'm thankful for that. Because you don't learn anything on the mountaintop. When everything's hunky-dory and there's roses everywhere and everything in life is just going your way, so it seems, that's wonderful. But that ain't where you do all your learning. It's down in the valley when sometimes you feel alone. When there is no sun shining on you and you're covered by clouds and darkness, that's when God really begins to show you who He is. There may have been times a person that you leaned on when times got hard that God removed from your life for an unforeseen circumstances. Something may have been a tough trial that came into your life where you lost your house, your job, your family, your cars, your dreams, your wealth, maybe even your health, or something else. And all you were left with was, why? I can't give you the answer. Everything seems to be going great until God allows one thing to be taken away. Every Christian will go through a pruning season. It's a time when God looks at your life and takes the pruning shears and He examines your life knowing exactly what you need. And He takes in pruning shears and He opens them up. And then all of a sudden, everything's going good. Snip. And that branch falls away. Whatever that may be. It may be somebody in your life. It may be something that you thought you needed in your life. But God pruned that branch. When hard times come, we cannot sit back with our arms crossed and talk about how unfair God has been to us. You just don't know what I'm going through. You don't know how hard it is to walk in my shoes. I have no idea. But don't sit there and think and talk about how unfair God is. Because the last time I checked, it wasn't exactly fair that His Son had to die for you and I. And if you want to get mad and upset at something, it better not be about God being unfair, because if God was fair, I deserve to be in hell today. Because God isn't fair, I'm not there. And because God isn't fair, I can't go. So don't get upset When you feel like God is being unfair in your life. He knows better than you. It says He purgeth it that it may bring more fruit. God, I don't see how You can take that away. I don't see how You can do this in my life. I don't see how this is going to help me. 2016, I had no idea what kind of benefits I would get from that year. But you know what? I don't ever want to go through the stuff that I did in that year. And you've got times like that in your life. But I'm most thankful that I had to go through that stuff. Because that's where I learned how good God is. When you feel all alone, and it's just that comfort and peace that surrounds you and tells you that everything's going to be okay. And you're reminded that Jesus still died for you, and it's still the blood that's going to get you through. He purges it so it'll bring forth more fruit. Verse 4, I see that we must live in God. It says, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. Just like the apple tree cannot bear fruit if the branches are stripped away, so we cannot bear fruit if we choose to live away from God. And I'm talking to the church tonight. We must abide in God so we can bring forth fruit. You know, I can't tell you 100% who in here is saved. And neither can you. And it's not my job to do that. It's my job to preach the gospel. But just as much as I cannot tell who's saved and who's not saved in here or in someone's life, they always bear fruit. There's always fruit to be seen. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. But there's fruit that you can see. If you were to go up to an apple tree that has started budding fruit and clip off that branch that it was growing on and decide that you don't want it attached to that tree anymore, but you want it over here and you carry that branch over here and you plant that branch here in the ground, you know what's going to happen? What's going to happen to that fruit? It's not going to make it. It's going to die. The fruit buds are going to die. And if we choose to live a life outside God, God, I can't believe you let me go through this and I had to face this. I don't have anything to do with you. And you decide to go over here and live your life away from God. Now, you're not going to hell if you've been saved. But if you decide to go over there, you know what's going to happen to you spiritually? You're going to do a lot of shrinking. In our own lives, if we start to bear fruit and decide that we no longer need God and try to make it on our own, our fruit will wither up and die. We must live in God and God in us. Matthew 4:4 says, "But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Living in God means we should be godly. So what about tomorrow when you go to work? What you going to be in front of your coworkers? Is it going to be good fruit or bad fruit? We've got to live in God. It means we should be godly. Would they be surprised if they heard that you was at church last night, Sunday? What about the time the boss snaps at you for no apparent reason? Are you going to answer him in a godly manner? If we choose to live a life outside God, there's a good chance you're not going to answer him in a godly manner. At the home, in front of your family, are you godly to your spouse and your family? What about when you're all alone and it's just you and God? When it's just you and nobody else is around, are you living a godly lifestyle? It's easy to do it in an atmosphere when you're surrounded by godly influences and other Christians. But when you're by yourself, when you're all alone, who are you? We shouldn't strive to live around God in the sight of God or even just close to God. We need to live in God. Verse 5 says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. What are you saying? We ain't a thing without God. We are nothing without God. Apples cannot grow on their own. They need a stem. The stem needs a branch. The branch needs a central leader system. The central leader system needs sun and water. If the central leader system didn't have sun, then it couldn't help the branch. If the branch couldn't help the stem couldn't help the apple. Just like the apple tree is dependent on the sun, we are also dependent on the sun. But the S-O-N. What are you trying to say? If the central leader system, that apple tree, don't get the nourishment, it can't give to the branch what the branch needs. If the branch don't give what the branch needs, it can't give it to the stem. The stem can't give it to the apple. What are you saying? You're saying, if God don't meet my need, I can't do what I need to do? Yeah. But God's already met our need. He's already met our need. But if you're the branch, and you look at God and say, not today. I just want to do my own thing. You can't give that stem. Well, what's that stem? I'm the head of my home, or supposed to be. If I don't live a godly lifestyle, and I don't get fed and get the nourishment from the central leader system. What's the central leader system? If I don't read this and I don't get nourishment from it, if I don't spend time on my knees or in prayer, how am I going to give them kids and my wife what they need? You know what's going to happen? It ain't going to happen. And then you know what's going to happen to the fruit or my children? Because I didn't do my job, and I didn't teach them, and I didn't give them what they need, there's an entire world on the outside of these walls that's ready to give them what they think they need. And you know what's going to happen? They may never see Daddy again. I've got to do my part so they can get what they need. We cannot do anything without God, but many people try to on a daily basis. Galatians 6:3 says, "For if a man think of himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself." We need God every day in every aspect of our life. Why? Because we are nothing. Are you saying that? Are you calling me worthless? Are you calling me, telling me I have no value? Are you telling me I don't mean anything? No, I'm just going to tell you that I don't mean anything. I was born in this life with a debt that I could not and would not ever be able to pay, but He could, and He did. Romans 5:8 says, "But God commend His love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life." What are you saying? If I try to live away from the vine and the central leader system, I'm going to die. Not spiritually, because I have been saved, but I'm going to wither away. I'm going to wither away, and I ain't going to be able to give the fruit what they need. You heard me talking Sunday about Nebuchadnezzar and Daniel, and You know, there was one day that he was walking in his palace. And he was full of pride and he said, "Is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power, for the honor of my majesty?" Then the Bible says, "While the word was yet in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee." Being so full of pride, he thought he could make it on his own. He didn't need anyone's help. But God chose to humble him to show him that he only had what he had because of God. We cannot make it without God. We depend on God much more than we realize. I breathe His air. He keeps my heart beating. He gives me the health that I have. He provides us with food and the ability to eat that food. He protects us when we don't even realize there is a danger. He gave us the family we have. I know my name today because He let me remember it. I can't get myself dressed on my own. He lets me dress myself. He gave me the shoes on my feet and the feet in my shoes. I have the ability to work and to provide for my family because He lets me. I have the assurance that I will see my loved ones again someday because He told me so. Nothing that I have is because of my ability or what I can do. I only have what I have because of Him. So I wonder tonight, how much do you depend on God? Do you realize it? Do you know? I'm going to be quite honest. I don't realize how much I need Him. I don't realize to the full extent of what I need from Him. But I can tell you one thing. When a day's not going my way, and I start to think that it ought to be going one way, God reminds me that if it wasn't for Him giving me that day, I wouldn't have anything. When the tire's flat on the car, maybe we need to be reminded and be thankful that you have a car for a tire to be flat on. You see, God blesses us over and over and over, and we become so accustomed to what He does for us. Why? Because He loves us and He wants to take care of us. So I wonder tonight, how much do you depend on God?